The second station. Jesus, betrayed by Judas, is arrested. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading. Then, while Jesus was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, accompanied by a crowd with swords and clubs, who had come from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. His betrayer had arranged a signal with them, saying, "The man I shall kiss is the one. Arrest him and lead him away securely." He came and immediately went over to him and said, "Rabbi," and he kissed him. At this, they laid hands on him and arrested him. The Gospel of the Lord. A reflection. How difficult it can be to find good friends. Though this is true for everyone, it is a particular challenge for those of us on the autism spectrum. We may miss subtle clues and cues that would tell other people that someone does not mean well. We may trust someone too much and give them the keys to our whole lives before we know if they are trustworthy. We may feel that we are not likable, and so too easily accept anything that seems like friendship and give away our hearts too quickly. We may be very blessed and find that our friends are good friends. At other times, however, these friends turned out not to be friends at all. They ridicule or embarrass us in front of others, and call it a joke. They betray our trust in order to score points with others. They pressure us into doing things that violate our sense of what is right. They are not true friends. Jesus had many disciples. Out of those, he chose 12 to be his closest friends, his inner circle. One of them, Judas, for reasons we may never know for sure, chose to betray him. Jesus had placed such trust in all 12, including Judas. He knows what it is to have that trust violated and betrayed. Yet, in his love for us, he was able to turn that betrayal into a means of making the ultimate gift of love for all of us. He showed himself to be our truest friend. Have you been betrayed by friends in any way? Turn to Jesus in your pain. Let him heal your violated trust. Ask him to help you find true friends who will love you, treasure your faith and values, and always stand with you. Trust him to transform your pain into a means for you to grow in compassion for others who are so violated, so that you will find ways to become a true friend for someone else who needs you. A prayer. Father of mercy, grant us your strength and wisdom, that we may follow you in all things. When people we have trusted betray us, may you show us your steadfast love. Help us to be true friends to others, and grant us friends after your own heart. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.